Georgia, but most specifically, we're going to take a look now at how Russians in the country are feeling about Russia's invasion into the Republic of Georgia. And for more on that, we go to Clifford Levy, the New York Times Moscow bureau chief. Thanks for being with us, Cliff.
Thanks for having me.
So we've heard a lot, particularly from Russian leaders, that this in part is a message to the Western world that Russia is back. Is that how Russians are seeing what's going on?
I think a lot of them do feel that. And I think one of the big issues here is just one of respect. I think it's often in the United States, it's often hard for people to understand how much of an impact the depression, the collapse of the 1990s had on the Russian psyche, on how the people felt here, both in an economic sense and just in almost practically a spiritual sense. And I think this, to some extent, Russia is now almost just kind of exercising the demons of the 90s, kind of showing that it has revitalized and that it needs to be respected by the West.
So there is this general sense of people feeling proud about the invasion?
I don't know. I think there are certainly some people who are feeling proud about the invasion, but I think that to some extent that may be a little bit overstating it. I don't think there's a huge sense of jingoism or ultra-nationalism that's going through here. I think, however, that there is a sense that Russia has shown the world, and in particular has shown the West and the United States and NATO, that it can defend itself, that it can defend the principles that it feels are important to it, and also that the West can only go so far in kind of pushing its zone or its sphere of influence close in.
Mm-hmm. And how has state media reported the events?
Well, I mean, the state media has been, in both countries, needless to say, both Russia and Georgia, has been extremely one-sided. I mean, almost laughably so. On the Russian state media, there has been essentially a kind of a demonization of Saakashvili, the Georgian president. They have essentially portrayed everything that happened as a kind of overreach by the Georgians, and portrayed the United States as essentially supporting this crazed tin pot dictator in Georgia.
Tin pot, that's the first time I've heard that one, Cliff.
Yeah.
But what about the news related to the U.S. deal with Poland for the missile defense system? Has that been grouped together with reporting on the other events taking place in Georgia proper and in the breakaway provinces?
To some extent, it's been grouped together because, again, it's considered this issue of NATO and the U.S. encroaching on what has traditionally been the Russian sphere of influence. So it is grouped together. But I think generally the media is much better, the state media, and when we talk about that, what we really mean is the television, which is the dominant media here as it is everywhere and is almost entirely controlled by the Kremlin. The state media has been focused largely on Georgia. And the stance that they take is that South Ossetia, which is this breakaway province of Georgia that is aligned with Russia, has been greatly victimized by Georgia. And they talk a lot about how Georgia tried to commit or committed genocide in South Ossetia.
And that's in part because there are many, quote-unquote, Russian citizens who live both in Abkhazia and in South Ossetia.
That's right. I mean, they're not ethnic Russians, but the Russians, as part of their effort to exert greater influence over the situation there, have given them Russian passports. So it's hard to really explain actually what their nationality is in terms of a diplomatic sense, but they do have, a lot of them do have Russian passports, and the Russians have therefore said that they are defending the interests of Russian citizens.
Huh. And have there been rallies? Quickly, we have a bit of time here.
There hasn't really been that kind of whipping up of nationalistic sentiment here through rallies. It's interesting that they've been relatively quiet about that. I don't know if it's because it's August and a lot of people are on vacation, or if the Russian government just doesn't think it's necessary. I think it's important to add that whatever the quote-unquote propaganda on Russian TV, even without that, there is a strong support for what Russia has done among the Russian people, very strong support. You know, there are gray areas in some of the other stuff that the Russian government has done here over the recent years. But on this,
everyone's united. Clifford Levy, we're going to have to leave it there. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Clifford Levy, the New York Times Moscow bureau chief.